This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
They will get 50 lakhs by 12 every month before tax, and 10 lakhs they will get as a joining bonus, and they get yearly bonus around every Feb, and there is a range for that. The minimum, I think, 30 to 50 lakhs that they will get guaranteed minimum for first year and second year. And there is an ESOPs also. This is the first time that an HFT firm has launched an ESOPs to the campus.
You heard Prashant Singh, founder of high-frequency trading firm QuantBox, split the rupees 1.8 crore package he offered to 23-year-old engineering students at IITs on December 1. While crore plus salaries have been offered by tech majors to IIT graduates during the earlier placement season, Prashant's company was offering these salaries for India-based roles. And what made bigger news was companies like Prashant's had to sweeten their deals to fight competitions, as IITs this year are seeing a hiring boom like never before.
What do the CEOs of Twitter and Google have in common, along with the many, many IIT alumni who've gone on to head major companies? Well, of course, they come from one of the most prestigious schools in India, and that worth and that love for IIT alums is rubbing off in the job market this year.
It's raining money at IITs. Companies from across the globe are making their way to IIT campuses with eye-popping remunerations.
Uber Technologies has emerged as the highest paymaster so far, offering students from IIT Bombay, Madras and Varanasi whopping 2 crore rupees plus packages.
And this bumper placement season, where companies are prowling India's top engineering institutes, beating the COVID blues, will be our discussion today. I'm Devina Sengupta, and you're listening to our episode, IIT Moneyball, on the Morning Brief today. Each year, about 20 to 25 lakh students aim to get a seat in one of the 23 IITs, but only a fraction of them qualify. For companies, getting an IIT student on payrolls is a matter of prestige. My colleague Shirada Basu explained to me why this year the fight for them is so severe that companies are willing to pay them more than what many CXOs of India Inc. get.
So you know that IITs always have had good placements. Even in bad years, they were more insulated than their peers. They placed more students, they've had better offers than most other colleges. But what is happening this year is remarkable, even by IIT standards. So placement started on December 1st for the older IITs, and this includes Bombay, Delhi, Kanpur, Roorkee, Kharagpur, Madras and Guwahati, as well as IIT BHU. Since December 1st, every single IIT has been smashing their own previous records. So let's take any parameter, okay? So total job offers. Last year, 2 weeks into the placements, about 50 to 60% of the batch had been placed. This year, they've already crossed that mark barely 6 days into the process. 2 crore packages, which had disappeared, they are back. And even for a domestic package, the maximum earning potential is as much as 1.8 crores.
That's huge. I mean, especially when this discussion is happening between journalists, 1.8 crore packages, 2 crore packages for 23-year-olds. And I understand if the placement was, let's say, in Bay Area, but you're telling me sitting in Bangalore or Hyderabad or Delhi, I can get 1.8 crore just passing out of IIT right now?
Yes, that's the maximum earning potential, yes. But yes, that includes a second year bonus component. It includes ESOPs, but that's the way the salaries have traditionally been structured. But even on the minimum side, yes, you could, for the people who've got these packages, they could earn 90 lakh upwards to 1 crore easily sitting in India, which, you know, is something CXOs do only after a certain time.
What is driving these salary packages? I mean, what are companies finding so niche talent in IITs right now that they're ready to pay this much of an amount?
I think the biggest thing is the fact that and we've all been reading about this, we've been hearing about it. The biggest thing is that COVID has accelerated digitization in a huge way. It was happening in any case, but then what it has done, everything's moved into high gear during the pandemic. So everybody is hiring. Tech companies, of course, were always hiring, they are hiring. Software companies were hiring, they are hiring. Now even each and every sector is hiring. So that includes banking and financial services companies, which are scaling up their digital offerings. Even startups are hiring in a big way. Manufacturing firms are back. Even sectors like retail, agriculture, everybody is hiring.
So who made the highest offer so far? Which profiles are in demand? And are the old guards like Infosys, Wipro losing the battle against these new companies with their shiny job profiles and glitzy packages?
Uber is believed to have made the top offer this year, though the company has not confirmed it. But that's what we get off campuses. But Uber is also, while it's a mobility services firm, it also positions itself as a technology play. So they've made the top offer on campus.
And what kind of offer are you hearing Uber has made?
It's $274,000 plus. That's 2.14 crores.
What about, let's say, the old guards? Okay, in the technology company, do we see the likes of Infosys, Cognizant, Wipro? Are they also the dream companies right now to work for in the IITs, or are the IITians looking at Ubers and the Flipkarts?
So there's this shift towards, so startups, for example, are very popular and they've come in a big, big way to the IITs. And for some students, it's the work culture, for some students, it's the salary packages. And also, given that there's a shift towards students wanting to become entrepreneurs, it's also a foundation course, so to speak. They learn on the job and maybe that gives them the experience to start something of their own later.
Tell me, when you're talking to Placecom teams, when you're talking to the recruiters as well as the students, do you think anything needs to be done by the Indian manufacturers, Indian tech companies to make the roles really exciting? Because everybody's talking about the blockchain and the digital move. But there is something that the global companies are doing, right? And it's no more a placement in US or Europe. They are giving the opportunity in India. So besides a salary package, what else are the students looking at?
I think students are looking at companies which would afford them growth. Companies which would afford them some degree of freedom, exciting new technologies to work on, where they can learn. And another reason, and for the companies too, given that lateral hiring is also a challenge right now, because, I mean, we all know that there's the great resignation which is going on, and attrition is really high, and people are sitting on multiple offers. So students are where campus hires, they bring on board, they train in whatever technologies they want to deploy them in.
In your profiles of companies that you have been studying, could you throw some light on some of the interesting and unique companies who are first-timers in IIT campuses?
So one of the interesting trends which noticed this year is about on the high-frequency trading firms. So what they have done is, these are firms, you know, like QuantBox Research and Graviton Research and Da Vinci Derivatives. They are the ones who have offered these astronomical domestic packages. And they are taking in people for trading roles, for analyst roles, software engineers, etc.
And you thought placement season was nerve-wracking for the students? It is equally tough for recruiters. Prashant, for instance, weathered a bad cold, flew down with a team of 12 to India for IIT placements, and managed to get only 12 students when his company has an urgent vacancy for about 30. He sifted through 500 profiles, and even hours before the interviews, had to sweeten the salaries by 20 to 25% to hook the right candidate. The founder of QuantBox explains why his company needs these IITians.
Let's understand our needs, what we need as in QuantBox, I mean. So by the nature of our business, we are a prop trading firm and major most of the focus on high frequency trading. Here at QuantBox, our day-to-day works involve researching and developing trading algorithm. At QuantBox, I can say for sure that technology and mathematics are two very important skills. In India, there is no doubt that IITs are one of the top colleges for these subjects, right?
High frequency trading is something which even my colleague Shiradha Basu, who is part of this podcast, she was also telling me that this is one of the most coveted profiles. What is making high frequency trading such an important job prospect right now?
So it's linked with the volatility in the market. So we write, as I told you, we write algorithmic strategies, automated algorithmic strategy that trade in the market. Like whatever the exchange are, like in India, there are 3-4 exchanges, National Stock of Exchange, Bombay Stock Exchange, and there is MCX, Commodity Exchange. So we write algorithms to trade these exchanges automatically through our program, through our code. And last 2 years in COVID session, market was very uncertain. So when the market is uncertain, there is a high volatility and there is a more opportunity for traders. Our plan was to hire around 30, but we haven't got the candidates. So the competition was very intense on day one. There's so many companies. So there are a lot of candidates we shortlisted through our written test. We didn't get chance to interview because they got offer from some other company and they accepted it. So because of the competition, we need to pay a high salary.
Are you looking at any other softer angles, you know, which make you realize that, okay, this person is the right fit for your company? What is that you're looking out for?
So cultural fit. So I would tell you in our firm, it's not like a very big firm, right? It's a, I would say 50 people, small firm. So here we focus on culture a lot. Like it's a totally employee owned company. It's not like there is any hierarchy. It's a pure flat hierarchy employed owned company. We have rejected a lot of candidates because they were not fit culturally with the company, but they were very skilled.
As a reporter, placement season is an exciting time. Every whisper of an offer is beaten by another one. Before the pandemic, suited executives would be seen in hushed corridors with piles of resumes. There was palpable anxiety lining both the students' and recruiters' faces when every resume or offer was either up for grabs or rejection. Anisha Obrai Madan, who heads the career services at IIT Delhi, tells me how the pandemic with its virtual placement season has changed the rules.
Hello, how are you doing, Devina?
I am good, but I'm sure not half as exhausted as you are right now, looking after all the placements.
Yeah, part of the game.
Part of the game, of course. And stellar placements. I mean, we are hearing of record numbers. Could you throw some light on what kind of placements are happening right now?
Yeah, this situation is pretty nice this year, especially compared to last year and also many, many years, I believe. We'll see the final numbers when they come in finally, but it's looking good so far.
How many offers have come in so far?
We're already 1,000 plus, maybe 1,100 plus. We've crossed around last year.
Wow. So definitely when you say better than last year, I mean, of course, last year was a pandemic year. But from what I read in reports, it's even beaten earlier records, like even previous years, pre-COVID as well.
Yeah, that is what I think is happening. See, last year, we also, given the COVID situation, it was better than expected.
What kind of mix are you seeing happening which didn't happen earlier? Are we seeing more of new companies coming in? Are we seeing old manufacturing companies which hadn't recruited for a while coming in? What are you seeing this year?
See, last year, because of the pandemic, unfortunately, the manufacturing sector was not hiring the way it used to in the past, because very obviously factories were closed, right? They were not running. This year they're back. So, which is what is good for the entire system. It's not only IIT Delhi. I believe it's across all campuses, just as an example. So where people needed to be there physically, those sectors are also back on campus. Last year, the mix was more towards the kind of profiles where you could work from home, which meant your IT profiles, which meant maybe your software-based profiles, which meant your consulting-based profiles.
As the placement office, even though people think that we are IIT Delhi, we still have to work. It's not that things fall into our lap. So the entire team works really, like you rightly said, you know, for each candidate we put in, the effort that is going behind the scenes is hell of a lot. We have a database of past recruiters. We are also tracking the new startups. So they're not coming to us by default. We are actually inviting them.
But pandemic would have made it really difficult for y'all to have this kind of access.
See, the access part of it, it was just that the response rate would have been different, yes, last year. This year, we were luckier. So last year, yes, the push had to be more. And also many times, especially the places where people were required to be there physically, you know, even the recruiters, I think, did not really want to say no, but their hands were tied.
Also, companies, the recruitment models have changed, right? Pre-COVID, the model was very different. How have you seen the recruitment model change right now?
Actually, from our perspective, the online medium, the online way of recruiting is working great, right? It takes life much simpler, and I believe the same would be for the HR people, as the HR fraternity as well. But I think given that, people still want to go back to the physical mode is what I'm getting as feedback, that given a chance, they would like to go back to the physical way of recruiting, because there are many things that get missed in the online way of recruiting. For example, you can't judge a person's body language. If you have bandwidth issues in the middle of an interview, it throws the candidate off. So, you know, maybe sometimes you feel that you may not be making being fair to the candidate. If in the middle of an interview, the connection suddenly gets cut and the person comes back after, even if the person comes back after 5 minutes, it's put a break on that person and the interviewer as well. So, given all of those constraints, even though it's worked beautifully and hopefully the results should be long term, but people are waiting for things to get go back to the old ways of working.
So we might just see more of physical placements than the virtual ones that's happening.
No, we may see a mix as well, because there are some people who have loved it and who have adapted to it really well. You didn't need to fly in recruiters from across the world if you were a global company, for example. Huge savings on costs, a huge savings on juggling of time, on logistics, on scheduling.
Have you seen the profile demand change? I mean, are the recruiters looking at some parts in the profile which are very new and which might be pandemic related?
There's a lot of them. Quantitative-based profiles, there's a lot of them. Software will be there, because nowadays, our entire life runs on software. Machine learning, big buzzword, lots of profiles. Artificial intelligence, a lot of new profiles in the robotics space. Because even if you have cars, you have now we are going towards autonomous driving and all of that.
But when the prospects of every profile come with a COVID-related uncertainty, how does an IIT ensure that the students are not taken for a ride?
Domestic has been doing really well. At IIT Delhi, one of the changes in strategy we did was that actually with all the travel bans, people keep asking me how many international. We didn't have very many international recruiters on December 1 at all.
So that's a strategy again, because, you know, when you know travel bans are coming, what's the point of dangling that carrot?
No, because I don't want students to come back to me and say that I feel cheated in the month of July, right? And visa is something nobody can guarantee. And in today's world, it's even worse. They couldn't guarantee it even pre-pandemic. Now it's worse.
For many Indian families, a child studying in an IIT can be described as the Onida tagline, neighbor's envy and owner's pride. This year, never heard before companies with never seen before salaries have paved way for placement season across other engineering and management colleges. The great Indian dream has just started.
Thank you, Prashant, Anisha and Shiradha, for helping us get a ringside view of the placement season at IITs this year and helping us understand that there is so much more to these campus offers than just the salary packages that make the headlines.
You were listening to IIT Moneyball on the Morning Brief with me, your host, Devina Sengupta. Producers, Nehal Chalyawala from The Economic Times and Swati Joshi from Awaaz. Sound editor Sondarya Jayachandran from Awaaz. Executive producer Arijit Barman. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. Do send in your feedback to the Morning Brief at timesgroup.com and share the episode on your social media networks. The Morning Brief airs every Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. Thank you for listening and have a nice day ahead. All clips used in this episode belong to their respective owners. Credits are mentioned in the description.